Module 4, connect with your tribe, expand your offerings, inspire 24/7, and increase your abundance. Connect with your tribe. Set your path for sharing your message, connecting to your true tribe, and developing a truly aligned platform that feels incredible. Welcome to Module 4, fellow soul-fueled leader. I am so stoked for the adventure you've undertaken so far. You've acknowledged the facets of life that matter to you. You've decided what you truly want out of your one beautiful life according to what lights you up. You've made a treasure map to use as a guide for living the life that matters most to you. You've delved into the message you want to share with those around you, your family, your community, your tribe, the world. You've looked into what gets you energized and how you can get yourself into a high, thriving energy state. Even one of the self-awareness tasks you've completed thus far would be incredible for your toolkit moving forward. But you've gone all in, baby. Imagine what is ahead for you. I'm so damn proud of you. You are standing up as a leader. You're owning what moves you. You're honoring what fuels you. And in doing so, you're igniting your inner magic. And you're giving permission for others around you to do the same. Is there much more of a gift to give this world than that? Do not underestimate the power of you living lit up does for this world of ours. You are brave. You are courageous. You are a pioneer of light. Keep it up, legend. Now we're looking a little deeper into continuing to share the message that is within you, the passion that lights you up, the knowledge you wish you could ingrain, with love of course, into those around you. Your truth is only real when shared. I love the movie Into the Wild, adapted from the journals of Christopher McCandless, which was made into a book. Note this little hierarchy for our upcoming look into expanding your offerings. One of the main messages this movie brings home is happiness is only real when shared. As an introvert, that's something I often ponder, and I'm not 100% sure where I stand with it because I do feel complete happiness when recharging solo. However, the reason for bringing it up is that it connects me to thinking about what else is only real when shared. And something I definitely believe is that our passion, our soul's truth, is only truly honored when shared. It is our duty to share the light, to pass the torch, to be the lighthouse and blast our passion, our inner magic, our truth into this world. I've mentioned a few times that you are absolutely unique and your voice matters. Please own this. There is no one in this world, living, dead, or to come, who will have the exact same mixture of personality, character, passion, experiences, and flavor as you. I think when we own this, when we step into owning our perfectly imperfect glory, it gets a little bit easier to show up every day and share what is within us. Have you gone to bed at night, snuggling into the sheets, sinking into the soft mattress and sighing in contentment with the knowing that you've just had a badass day? Knowing that you've been so you that day that sleep is a damn treat and you can drift off with a small smile on your face. If you have, explore that. I'd love you to do some journaling around it and get into like precisely what it was that got you into that killer state. And if you haven't, that you can remember, that's okay too. But it is my wish for you, and it is a big focus of Soulfueled and Self-Made. Let's get you there, hey? What I'd love for you. I'd love for you to be sharing your truth as often as possible for you. If that's daily, rock on, baby. If daily isn't possible for your life situation right now, then whatever is possible, or perhaps a bit of a stretch, that is what I hope for you. I'd love for you to start gathering your true tribe who dig you so damn much and who are so aligned with what you have to say that it creates ripples in their lives. I'd love for you to have a clear path of how you'll share your message so you can just show up and shine. Something I'd love for you to settle into your bones right now is this. What you share each time ain't going to be perfect. It ain't always going to be life-changing. It ain't always going to rock your damn socks off. But you show up and share anyway. Why? because you do not know if it's going to be life-changing for one single soul out there. You do not know if one sentence or idea might spark transformation in even one single soul out there. You do not know what the straw that will be that broke the proverbial camel's back. Here's the thing. Over time, you'll get feedback. Over time, you'll hear people who you've inspired, influenced, helped, transformed, motivated. But a lot of time, there'll be crickets. You do not know in each minute who you are impacting, but you keep on keeping on regardless. Because the biggest gift you're giving your tribe is you. And the best way you can do that is to consistently show up. In continuously showing up, you are displaying bravery, consistency, congruency, passion, commitment, grit, resilience, inspiration, motivation, love. Even without your individual message you want to share, aren't these amazing traits to instill in your tribe? Again, do not underestimate the power you have. Trust that you're making a difference. Even if you don't hear the accolades for a while, even if you hear crickets, show up anyway. Be the best version of you anyway. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. Here's another random quote that sticks in my mind so often. Actually from an old Pantene shampoo commercial. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. I just rewatched the commercial and it's so corny. I don't even know how it makes much sense with shampoo and conditioner, but it's so relevant to mindset and dream creating work. Please trust that every step you take is getting you closer to the X on your treasure map. The journey is so worth it in itself if you're making soul-fueled aligned decisions. But even more, every time you invest in sharing your message, your truth, it's like putting another stone in place for a pyramid that you're creating. Just like the masterpieces that are still standing in Egypt. One block, one step, one decision at a time. Let's keep this simple in terms of sharing your message. You want to share to light up those around you using your gifts within. You want to be clear on how and where you're sharing yourself. You want to build a community, a tribe, legends that get you and are inspired by you and your gifts. We'll be exploring this as simply as possible in the upcoming play sheet. Sharing, platform, tribe. Don't overcomplicate things. You can always expand. If there's one thing I could ask of you now, it would be to just start. Start sharing what's within, even if it's on one platform now, such as your website or a particular social media channel. Just start. You've got so much to build from and to build using what you've already created when you've already created the content. And the funny thing is, when you start sharing, so much more bubbles up within you that you can continue to share. There is no lack here. It's a never-ending well. And the more you share, the more you refine. Just start. It's only going to see you growing and building and evolving. Even from the bad that may arise, you're only going to keep expanding. This is where the magic is. In terms of platform, I mean the space you'll share from. More often than not, the clients I work with, it's from their website, so mainly their blog, and in social media of their choice, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Snapchat, Vimeo, and also sometimes in interviews, podcasts, articles, and other collaborations. It's not about being on every fandangled social media channel out there. We're here for sustainability, organic growth, and in it for long term, baby. So do what feels doable daily. Keep in mind that social media channels own their content and can distribute the said content as they see fit. You don't have control over this. This is not to sway you, it's just to open your awareness. So in noting that, definitely use your own website as it's the one you own. Definitely grow your list and learn how to send newsletters because it's the only direct content you'll be able to ensure, and even then your email can go to spam or promotional. Continue on anyway. Once you've established your own cult following, you'll be on their mind and they'll find you and your latest offerings, especially if you're being consistent, And then they know if they haven't heard from you in a week or the expected time frame they've learnt to hear from you in, they'll be able to tap into your website or social media and absorb your latest messages and offerings. The best advice I can give you is to see this as your life's work. Let's not look for flashes in the pan or magic bullets. Let's focus on value. Let's focus on giving. Let's focus on unleashing the magic within, because it will work. Maybe you'll be 1 month overnight success, or maybe you'll be a 10-year overnight success. Who knows? But if you believe in yourself, in your passion, in what you want the world to know in your lifetime, what does it matter? It will happen if you continually show up. Consistency, grit, passion, resilience, commitment, love. They're the true keys to long-lasting success. Now is the time to explore your play sheet, My Aligned Platform.